Oh, yes! I love when my guests do a little salsa. Little chair seating salsa. Love it. It's Wine Wednesday, folks. You're tuning in to the Vero Insiders. We're so happy that you have, in fact, tuned us in so that we can educate you on where to go, what to try, and how to give back in Indian River County. I'm your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery.
With Faye Dominich. Welcome back, everybody.
My partner in crime, who yet again looks very sun-kissed. Did you have a marvelous experience this past weekend, Faye?
No, I worked, but then we did go to Kitty's at, you know, of our lovely Blue Star.
I know, right? Never a dull moment.
Never.
Gotta love hanging out with our fellow sister sponsors. Now, of course, Kitty couldn't attend today. However, she's generously given us a Russian River Chardonnay. She calls it the AVV, Alexander Valley Vineyards. And this, straight out of Sonoma County, is an estate bottled wine. So, you know, when it's an estate wine, that means the grapes are on the same estate. It's bottled there, produced there, perfected there. Everything's done within the estate, typically leading to a better quality control over the wine. And I don't know if any of you have had a chance to sip on this gorgeous golden hue, but it's sensational. What say you?
I think it's lovely.
What do you think, guys? My guest?
Yes. Very good.
I know. I bet everyone wants to know who's in the studio. Well, I'm happy to introduce them. Not only are they movers and shakers in the community, but they coordinate their apparel for radio interviews.
Yes.
Those are the attention to details that we care about as fine citizens of Indian River County. With no further ado, we have Lori McCormick of Indian River Medical Center. She is the new Administrative Director of Oncology Services. Welcome, my dear.
Thank you.
And Lewis Clark, he is in charge, one of the many of the three marketing people there at IRMC that helped make all of this possible so that we can find out more about the new oncology program as well as space. Just that itty-bitty little space that's going to be allotted over at the hospital. Kidding. So thank you both, of course, for coming on the show.
Glad to be here.
And for sharing with us some things that I think is really going to put Vero Beach on the map in so many ways. I personally, and I'm sure Faye, you've been touched by people close to you that have had cancer and have had to go outside of Indian River County to seek treatments. And so it's very impressive to know that it's been years in the making, but in just a few short months, the complete unveiling of the Scully Welsh Center will in fact be here for local residents to be able to take part in and to get services and treatments, right?
Correct.
This is very exciting. Now, I'm looking at this wonderful bio. May I call you Lori? Is that good?
Yes, okay. Absolutely.
All right. Lori, by the way, this olive green is really a good color for you.
See, they're one team.
I know.
One team. This shows just some team support.
So the team spirit.
Now
that's
they
right,
know what
babe.
Color I'm wearing.
That's right. In case anyone was curious, it's like detective listenership. That's what it is. So, Lori, you've come to Indian River County. You've been here a little over a year. Just celebrated an anniversary.
Correct.
There at IRMC. Yes. Congratulations.
Thank you.
But with over 15 years of experience from the Orlando area, correct?
Correct. I worked for the Orlando Health Care System, specifically with the MD Anderson Cancer Center located in Orlando.
Okay. Now, did the center mimic or was it comparable in size to what we're about to unveil here in Indian River County?
Well, it's two separate identities, really, Orlando being a larger scale.
True.
But we are, you know, creating a comprehensive community cancer center here. And I think it's noteworthy to know that we already do cancer services at the hospital.
Certainly.
But we are adding to that and building programs around that to provide comprehensive cancer care.
It's really well needed in this community as well. So it's a welcome thing.
Yeah, thank you. It really is. You know, lung cancer for both men and women is the number one killer here in Indian River County.
Really?
Yes.
And then breast cancer is the second. So it is desperately needed.
And so when you talk of these comprehensive programs that will be put in place, let's start with the lung cancer treatment side of things. What will be available to residents that they can can participate in and partake in?
Sure. So we've created a whole lung program, lung cancer program, starting with lung cancer screening. So anybody can have a lung cancer screening done. And there's certain criteria to have it done. How many years you've smoked? You know, do you have a cough? What is your age? Those type of things. But anybody can go and have a screening done. It's done through a low-dose CT scan.
And that's not necessarily a referral from their doctor?
No, they can self-refer for that. Or it can be referred from a doctor.
Sure.
Either way.
Okay.
And they have the results within the next 24 hours.
Mm.
And it just really screens the lungs to take a deeper look and to see if there's something there that we need to investigate. Lung cancer can be diagnosed at a very, very early age and stage. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, that's good to know. So, I mean, being able to catch it and be able to take care of and tackle the issue straight away gives you a fighting chance.
Right, correct. It's key.
So,
it's key,
so one of the things working with Lori and her team, and they've talked about the early catching it earlier in those stages and all that. It's not like breast cancer or colon cancer where maybe you realize you have a bump or something unusual happened.
You can feel it, yeah.
So lung cancer is a little bit trickier. It's hard to see inside your lungs. And so one of the things, just working with her team, we created kind of an online assessment form. Some of that criteria she was mentioning there, we kind of have a 5 to 7 questions on a website.
Oh, that's interesting. That's a great way to do that, yeah.
Convenient.
And that's really the whole goal, because healthcare today, people want it on their time, not on a doctor's time or when the office is open or something
said,
like
Lewis.
That.
Well said, well said. Our work schedules don't align.
That's right.
It's interesting. Yeah.
And so one of the things that we did was really started using more of the digital world to factor into that. And so we created a website, just a landing page, very simple, but it has a lot of facts, education about lung cancer, about some of the signs and symptoms. And again, 5 to 7 questions, people fill that out. And they get their result. And again, there's a little disclaimer for the legal people out there.
Right.
but it really just kind of gives them that kind of base or that benchmark of where they maybe fall into. And if it's kind of puts them towards a higher risk.
How they should proceed from there.
That's it. And it's very simple. They click a second button. An email goes right to Lori's clinical team there. And they're able to do follow-up. You know, find out if they answered the questions correctly or if they had other questions, things along those lines, and find out if they want to be scheduled for that low-dose CT screening.
And then take the next following steps.
Absolutely.
So let's say, worst-case scenario, someone comes back from the screening. There is, in fact, a diagnosis. Everything thereafter can be handled within the IRMC platform?
Correct. So the next step would be seeing a pulmonologist who would then most likely do a navigational bronchoscopy, which is a piece of equipment that we recently obtained. And it allows the physician to go down into the lung into very small spaces where these nodules might be and biopsy them so that we can catch the cancer early and that the patient can survive then. So it's a wonderful thing, and we can treat everything right at Indian River Medical Center. And
which is an amazing convenience, especially when you're not feeling well and you have to have treatments and follow-up. To have everything located in one facility is amazing.
And correct. Close. It's a bonus.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yes, there's something very nice in being able to be treated at home and then being able to go to bed in your own bed at night.
Not overrated.
Yes.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I think that almost aids to the recovery process when you get those comforts still.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Being close to family and friends factors in.
It sure does. Now, looking at this, there's already a portion of the wing that's been opened, correct?
Correct. The inpatient wing. The inpatient wing is a 14-bed unit, and it is specifically for oncology patients. And each room is private, and there's a sofa there that turns into a bed. If a family member or loved one wanted to spend the night with a patient.
Oh, that's nice.
It's very, very nice. And the nursing staff is phenomenal. They have all been trained through our partner affiliate with Duke Medicine, and they are all chemotherapy and biotherapy.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Certified. Mm-hmm.
That's terrific.
Now, do you have a differentiation or a separation when it comes to, say, you know, younger patients refer to older patients, or is there anything like that, or is all the facility for doesn't matter?
The 14-bed unit is for any type of oncology patient.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. No matter the age, no matter the diagnosis.
Correct. We do not do pediatrics at this time, so it's an adult population.
Okay. That's enough.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Now, to that point, being that in a perfect world, all things playing out the way they ought to, we're looking at the entire center being open before the end of the year.
Correct.
And that would then facilitate how many inpatients?
It can. You know, a lot of the oncology care, the chemotherapy infusions are now being done outpatient.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
Yeah. And but some patients do need to be admitted to have their chemotherapy. But also when patients have side effects from chemotherapy or just other complications from their oncology process, then they become admitted. And those
for
are the
monitoring.
Type of, mm-hmm, for management.
Mm-hmm. I see.
And their comfort, I'm sure, because you want to make sure correct that they're proceeding properly with their mm-hmm treatment.
Correct.
So once it's open, it's going to be how big?
So,
Lewis, to you.
So the new portion of the building is about 34,000 square feet.
Thousand. Mm-hmm.
That's a good size.
It is. It's actually a two-story building. Mm-hmm. And like Lori mentioned earlier, we're not new to treating cancer, so we're just enhancing a lot of the services that haven't been available in the market. And I know technology is one you want to come back to and ask Lori about some of the technologies that we've upgraded there. But the building itself, you know, it takes our current campus there, our radiation oncology building, and it just adds to that building. So like I said, 34,000 square feet. It's going to be two-story. It is. So part of that, the current radiation treatments will still continue, and they still are continuing today. But one of the things that will happen is the chemotherapy, the outpatient chemotherapy right now in our patient pavilion inside the hospital will actually move to this location. So all of the outpatient cancer treatments, whether it's chemotherapy or radiation, is all in one building. I know some additional things, not necessarily on the treatment side, but some of the support groups, things like that are inside the hospital and in different classrooms,
will now be all contained in one space.
That's exactly
fellowship.
It. That's really it. And I think mm-hmm that's part of the whole, when you're going through cancer, something along those lines, you're dealing with so many different people and knowing
agreed, yes,
one spot or fewer locations to go to.
Especially if people are nervous and not thinking as they should be on a normal basis. When you know you're sick or you know you have to be dealing with it, your nerves, everything is on edge and you're constantly worried until mm-hmm the final outcome, until the final. Mm-hmm. So it makes it a lot easier to make those steps and move forward when it's all in one area.
And so lots of windows around this new center part there with healing gardens.
Oh, lovely.
All on the outside of it there. So again, I think there's some of those warm and fuzzies, if you
yeah
will.
Yeah, not something to be overlooked in the healing
right
process,
no,
that's to
it,
be certain.
It is not.
And before we go on this quick break, and thank you both again for being with us. We are here. You're listening to the Vero Insiders. We are with Lori and Lewis Clark. Lori McCormick, the new Administrative Director of Oncology Services. Lewis Clark of Indian River Medical Center. And quick shout out to our sponsors that help make this show possible. And I know that you two have had some experiences with them. I'm certain of it. Sandridge, the premier public golf course. Foxy Nails over in the Fresh Market Plaza. White Glove Moving and Storage. Pac-Mail Beachside, your shipping experts. Vero Beach Magazine, the first, the only. The Hair Studio of Vero Beach. Thank you for making my color so fabulous. Lifestyle Concierge of Vero. She does what we just don't want to. And of course, Florals by Faye and Blue Star for this delicious Russian River Chardonnay. We're going to be back with where to go, what to try, and how to give back in Indian River County. Don't go anywhere.
If you wonder what to do, we got a magazine for you. Stay in the loop and get the latest scoop on the great Vero scene. Make it your routine. Pick up the first, the only Vero Beach magazine.
From amazing articles to ridiculously delicious recipes, along with the scoop on every event in the area, Vero Beach Magazine has been the trusted source for all things Vero for over 17 years. Subscribe today or come visit our newest venue, Vero Beach Magazine in the Village Shops.
Pick up the first, the only Vero Beach Magazine.
Pick up your copy today and visit VeroBeachMagazine.com. Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Hi everyone, it's Kitty from the Blue Star. Hey, have you checked out our new location downtown on 14th Avenue across from the Community Center and Pocahontas Park? You need to. We now have a full kitchen serving our famous chicken pot pie, along with some new favorites like Creole shrimp and grits, seared diver sea scallops, hand-cut Angus ribeyes, and some of the most creative burgers in town. And as always, we have great live music. Join us for our Tuesday night blues jam or perhaps the Thursday jazz series. I'll see you soon at the Blue Star. We're open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 p.m.
Do your kids love to jump, flip, swim, and soar? Then Christie's Fitness is the place to be this summer. Coming this July to Christie's is the new all-around camp. Junior superheroes will develop skills in swim, gymnastics, and arts and crafts. All-around camp at Christie's is for children 5 to 13 and runs Monday through Friday from 9 to 3:30 with trips to Skate Factory, swimming, and a weekly pizza party. Visit christiesfitness.com or call 772-563-0905. Don't forget to ask about preschool swim school and summer dance camps.
Wish you had more time for fun in the sun with your family? Bogged down with that never-ending list? The shopping, chauffeuring, arranging, organizing, and don't forget the pet appointments. Maybe you have a birthday or anniversary plans to make. It's all so time-consuming. Let Lifestyle Concierge Vero Beach help you get things done. We're that extra pair of hands you need to balance your day. We offer customized, affordable services to fit your needs. Call 772-217-2160 or visit us online at www.conciergevero.com. Lifestyle Concierge of Vero Beach, making life easier every day.
Oh, yes, we're coming back this one Wednesday. Uh-huh, shimmy, shimmy, shake, shimmy, shimmy, shake. What good staff we have at IRMC. I'm so excited.
And they got rhythm. You see them moving
to
the beat?
They do. They have rhythm.
Moving to the beat.
You know how Faye has to say that very quick and she rolls her R's? It's like she just wanted to bust into the Gloria Estefan song. Don't fight it. Don't fight it. Thank you all for tuning in this Wine Wednesday. You're listening to the Vero Insiders. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery.
Faye Dominique.
You know, this show just wouldn't be possible without great sponsors. And at Blue Star, located in downtown Vero, delicious cuisine, but the best soup in all of Indian River County. If you're looking for exotic and amazing soup, my girl Kitty is the one to go see. And, you know, this week she has some great performances. Of course, it's always live music on the weekends. But if you haven't seen Alabama Cousins, they're going to be playing tomorrow night. It's this great mix of rock and blues. And on a Thirsty Thursday kind of scene, it's more than perfect. Right around 8 o'clock when the music starts and you're on your first glass of wine and the food's so good. It's really just a great treat. So if you don't have plans or if you just don't want to cook, make sure you visit Blue Star. They help make this show possible each and every week. And as an option, Out Laugh Hunger. That's going to be a comedy show that's going on this Friday. For those of you who listen and know about White Glove Moving's involvement with Move for Hunger, we basically get to go around and do food drives throughout the summer and holiday periods of time, as well as daily provide boxes at every free estimate that White Glove provides for upcoming move opportunities, whether they're moving local or abroad. And every time that a client fills that box with non-perishable food items, we store it at our warehouse and deliver it out quarterly to the Treasure Coast Food Bank, feeding over 100,000 people along the four-county area that are not poverty-stricken, but they're just going from paycheck to paycheck, and they need a little bit of help to make ends meet, and probably growing teenage boys at home that eat them out of house and home. But regardless, the Treasure Coast Food Bank is doing a really unique fundraiser. It's this Friday, $25 for tickets or $50 for your VIP, which also includes two drinks, at 7 o'clock at the Sunrise Theater. There's still an opportunity to get your tickets. You can call 489-3034. Again, that's 489-3034. Or just look up the TC Food Bank kittycoop.org and click on the link right there to get tickets. I know I myself will be there. I'm really looking forward to supporting the cause. Plus, you get to have a great time. You get to laugh with some great comedians.
Definitely. But the most important is you're getting to give back to the community in an area
for
that...
For sure. And in a very affordable way, at $25
a
ticket.
An enjoyable way.
Yeah. You're having a good time. You're going to mix and mingle. Chris Young, we're also going to have special guest Casey Persky. Just a quick shout out because I know them personally. They are also from Michigan. Incredibly talented, super funny, and this is going to be a clean comedy show, so it's nothing too vulgar or whatnot. You know, you're going to just go and have a good time and benefit the Treasure Coast Food Bank. That's this Friday again, 7 o'clock. So check out the tcfoodbank.org for that. So back to our discussion. We're in here talking the Scully Welsh Cancer Center that's getting ready to
Correct.
Be completely unveiled by the end of the year, and my own partner in crime, our event expert, Faye Dominique, got to participate for part of the groundbreaking, right? So
the initial center groundbreaking, we did the event for them. You know, we did the tenting, you know, for basically the sponsors, the guests that came through. It was a really lovely event. They were able to tour the facility, and it was really state of the art in the way that we were able to work with the community and the hospital and the team from, you know, IRMC worked out really lovely. And people were truly impressed and very welcoming.
Rightfully so. Mm-hmm.
Welcome to the facility because it was very desperately needed.
Well, you know, I'm just like Lori, I'm relatively new to the community. And I came actually out of the Daytona Beach area with the hospital system up there, community based. And that was one of the things that really drew me to this job or to the hospital was the level of services.
Yes,
that,
definitely
that this community has. You know, having a population of 140,000 or 45,000 people, you shouldn't have a hospital with this depth of services.
Ah, but we do. But we're so special.
Yes, absolutely.
It just proves how much the community is behind proper care and
absolutely.
So forth.
And it's not even just the hospital. It's even the physicians in this community that you have. The skill set of those doctors, you don't find that talent pool.
Mm-hmm.
All that close together,
for sure,
in a market of this size, and so those are those little things that I sat back and said, "There's something special." So you're talking about fundraising or donations and giving.
Definitely,
it's a very very generous community that I've seen.
Oh,
in my
we
year.
Certainly are very charitable.
The community
yes.
cares, and the people that were attending the event, those that gave towards building that facility
yes.
and everything, everyone is grateful for that prospect, and it's all to do with the staff and everything at the hospital and the foundation. They work diligently with the community mm-hmm. to get the understanding and get the funding to be able to move forward. And there's something to be said about that because you say in larger communities, it's really very difficult to even get to the next step. They start from step one and get all the way to step 10 in a process that you have to be admired for that.
Absolutely.
It's phenomenal.
For sure. I mean, it was a pretty penny to be able to get that wing where it needed to be. I read upwards of $24 million. And so it's incredible that we were able to come together as a community to make that happen so that we can have these services in our backyard. And then, of course, to have talent pool, not just from the medical doctors, as featured, by the way, on page 36 in the August edition of Vero Beach Magazine. So you can obviously get the sense of community from the hospital community outreach to the grasp and the far stretch that Vero Beach Magazine can give mm-hmm. to help show the
right,
recognition of the talent
involved.
That we have coming in. Then you have someone of Faye's caliber to put on one incredible soiree.
We had a very good event. And let me tell you, the gods were with us. Everything went perfectly. We had some inclement weather the day before that morning. The guests came. The moment the last person left, it was a downpour like you would not believe. It's
the
like
timing was impeccable. Mother Nature is good.
We even controlled that for you.
Mother Nature is very good. So it's not just limited to weddings
no.
and reunions or anniversary parties. No, 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 no. Our Faye can do far more corporate events,
yeah.
big groundbreakings.
Ironically, that's where I started is, you know, it was always corporate events and, you know, award shows and so forth.
Well, this is so good. And, you know, there's always going to be live links for all of our sponsors where you can go to the VeroInsiders.com.
Yes.
And then find out how to get in touch with them, ask them questions, get updates on our shows, see past shows.
Exactly. And get the features that we mentioned and so forth and the information as well on the website.
It's very valuable indeed. Real quick, before we break, you do have a brand new award that's been given to the Indian River Medical Center. Could you just quickly briefly tell our listeners about that, please, Lewis?
Sure. It's the U.S. News and World Report, Best Hospitals 2015.
Not bragging, 16. Just stating facts here,
yeah,
folks.
Exactly.
Not bragging.
In your own backyard.
Best Hospitals.
Best Hospital in Indian River Medical Center was recognized this year as part of that.
Congratulations.
Thank
That's
you.
Really
well
terrific.
Well
Absolutely.
Deserved.
We're going to go on a quick break, and then we'll be back with Where to Go, What to Try, and How to Give Back. You're listening to The Vero Insiders.